I was attending the seminary. It was 1979. Oh, I should say my name, Stephen Goldstein. And I was taking pictures of people who were being matched, because I was only 2.5 years in the movement, and I think at that time, the father said only 3 years. So, but anyway, suddenly, after been taking all these pictures of my fellow seminarians being matched, I heard this call. They need brothers to be matched to a Korean sister. So I said, you know, you can come. And I could come. So I went in. I was never in the matching room at all until that point. And I think Bowie Pak said she has one baby. It turned out she had two daughters who were 9 and 11 years old at the time. And at that time, I was assisting Professor Young-Eun Kim in her class. I was studying Wanwado. I was studying Korean. So everything was pointing me in the direction of Korea. So I said, yeah, I'll go. So I saw her picture and I said, yes. Well, it turned out her picture had been offered to two other brothers and they got tongue-tied. They couldn't say anything. Wow. So he didn't match her to them, but she matched her to me. And so then I went. I was on a plane. I was fundraising for my trip in L.A. because I was going to go to Korea. And I met Reverend Kwok, and he told me, which she hadn't told me, we'd been writing to each other in letters. Yeah, she studied English literature, and she knew some English, and she could write English. But anyway, he told me something she'd never told me. She can't have any more children. So there I was, you know, because of her doctor told her medical problem that she couldn't have more children. So there I was, having to make a decision, should I go to Korea, should I call this off, or what shall I do? So I prayed and prayed about it, and I said, well, I came this far, that's something I'll just have to live with. And so I went, I met her, and we traveled around Korea. I met her daughters, and they came to this country a year later, and we were married for 21 years, but she finally left me, and as the Bible says, you know, if you're a person who's an unbeliever, I mean, she wasn't an unbeliever, but she basically walked away from following true parents, and her daughters did too. And I'm not in touch with any of them anymore. In fact, our younger daughter, who was very close to me, I contacted her for a few years. When I contacted her, she didn't want to even talk to me. So as you see, it's not you didn't necessarily get the worst of it because you got a Japanese sister, rather than a Korean. I mean, in fact, what I've observed from seeing all the marriages that are of Japanese sisters to American brothers, most of them have turned out very well.
Yes.
So I think God probably made the right choice for you.
Yeah.
And you made the right decision.
Definitely.
For yourself, being willing to do what seemed the most difficult. Mm-hmm. Just one thing I learned when I joined the movement in the Oakland family, they said three things for spiritual growth. One is leave the plus. Always leave things better than you found them. Second is find the most difficult thing and do it right away. And the third, find the hardest person to love and go and love that person. So maybe that was your thing, to find the hardest person. And maybe my wife's thing was to find me to be the hardest person.
Because I cannot understand. I joined the movement only